I wish you every grace of this beautiful Palm Sunday morning and of the Holy Week which it opens, our golden gateway to Easter Sunday. We always have a lot of extra palm, and please feel free as you're leaving church after Mass to take some more with you, either for your own home, perhaps as a gift for others. And it's a nice idea to bring the blessed palm to the sick and to the shut-in. Remember, traditionally, we put the palm behind the crucifix and the holy pictures in our house, or we make crosses out of the palms. They bring with them a very powerful blessing from Almighty God of protection of soul and protection of body. Father Thielen is very kindly with us this morning hearing Easter confessions. He's hearing confessions now and will be hearing them during Mass this morning. In addition, there are confessions scheduled for Good Friday afternoon and Holy Saturday afternoon. Take a moment today to fill out the Easter Novena envelope. Please give me your intentions so that I may pray for them during the Novena of High Masses that begins on Easter morning. As well, if you would like to honor a loved one, living or deceased, and help to defray the costs of the altar flowers, the lilies of Easter, you may make a memorial offering, and those envelopes you find in the pew as well today. I welcome any guests or visitors who are with us today. This is an unusual day. The Mass is both long and short, and we read the Passion of our Blessed Lord. But the ceremonies are so solemn today because this is the opening of the most sacred week of the year. But I welcome visitors to come back and to worship with us at the true Mass each Sunday of the year. In the Gospel of the Blessing of the Palm, we read our Lord's instruction, "And if any man shall say anything to you, say ye that the Lord hath need of them, and forthwith he will let them go. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen." And in the epistle of today's Mass, we read first that our Lord humbled himself, becoming obedient even to the death of a cross. Have you been remembering this past week why it was you make the cross? And when you made the cross, did any of you recall what we spoke of last Sunday at the end of the sermon? That is to say that the cross has two parts, would we make it on ourselves, and that the first is the big I, me. Sometimes that's the major preoccupation of my life. From the head down past the heart to the stomach, all very important to me. But then I complete the cross by crossing it out. Not me anymore, but thee, Lord. May I live for thee. That's the meaning, and that is the power of the sign of our Lord's cross. The Holy Cross, the Church tells us this morning in one of the many prayers that are said for the blessing of the palms, represents and brings about our victory over Satan, over the devil, and over all of his works, so that you and I can cancel ourselves out and live alone for Christ. Holy Week calls us back to what it is all about, the ultimate meaning of life itself. And lest we should forget, he who goes to claim the city and all of society as his own, Christ our King, goes as well, he keeps on riding until Friday, so that he may reign, but he reigns from a cross. He shows us, though, doesn't he, how to cross ourselves, how to cross out the devil in his reign, and how to live only for our King by being humble and by being obedient. Our Lord, first thing Holy Week, early Palm Sunday morning, sends two of his disciples to get a donkey. I've never spoken about this before, because there's so much to speak about in Holy Week. But this year, we are privileged for the High Mass procession to have an actual donkey, which I thought would be good for the children to see, and even for adults to have some understanding, because the saints say there's a deep symbolism there. A donkey. Think what that might mean in the way of humility. I'm afraid that a donkey is the very type or symbol of obstinacy, even of stupidity. The owners of the donkey are very kindly bringing this animal for our use this morning. Remind me that you never know what a donkey is going to do, that donkeys are just like children. They have a mind of their own, and sometimes they don't mind or obey. And our Lord, the Lord of all, rides into his Jerusalem, not on a majestic steed, some great white horse, as we see in the Apocalypse, but on a humble, with a mind of its own, donkey. And there's more to it than that. The donkey has a young colt. There are two animals involved in the gospel. The older, the mother, the donkey, that stands for the Old Testament, because our Lord says she's used to the yoke, because the people of the Old Testament, or the synagogue, they lived under the yoke of all of those Jewish rules and laws that God had given to Moses and that the Pharisees had made up. And then there is the young colt. No one's ever ridden on him before. And our Lord rides on the colt into Jerusalem. The donkey stands for Eve and sin and subjection, captivity. And the young donkey stands for the start, the fresh start, the new beginning, the New Testament. And think of these words. If anyone says anything, say, the Lord hath need of them. That's why you need to mean that cancel sign when you make your sign of the cross, because our Lord needs you. How humbling this is. Not for us, but for him. What a paradox. God, in his sovereignty, needs us. What a combination on Palm Sunday of dignity and of dependence and of possession and of poverty. He who is rich becomes poor for our sake, so that we may be rich. The Lord hath need of you. At the procession today, we sing a verse, be thou, O Lord, the rider, and we the donkey be, that together we may go to God's holy city. He has need of thee. You have to be his. We could never have a Holy Week unless all of you helped in one way or another. I mean by attending the ceremonies, by helping us financially, by watching at the Blessed Sacrament, by making a good confession in Holy Communion. Let our Lord ride into his holy city on you. To speak fairly, most of us are donkeys most of the time, aren't we? We have a mind of our own, and you never know what we're going to do. But it's usually involving the big I, isn't it? But now, at the beginning of Holy Week, we resolve to cancel the I with the Holy Cross and to keep on going with this realization, our Lord needs me.